Pace.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're waiting.
I know. I wasn't too sure what the message said. It was kind of garbled.
Yes, I wasn't sure either.
Yeah. You been doing okay?
Hmm? Well, yeah, it's been a little bit hectic here the past week or two, but hopefully it'll work its way through. Mm-hmm. How you been doing?
Well, we just came home from the hospital. My husband had a peripheral angiogram, and he had two blocked arteries in his legs, and they corrected that, but they didn't have to put a stent. We were there from 9 to, well, we had to be there for 7, but they didn't take him up to surgery until 9, and they let him go at 4:30, so we just got home by the time we stopped at the drugstore to pick up a prescription, and but he did really well, so.
They did all of that today?
All that today.
Yeah, my husband had that done. And he had that done several years ago, but he had to stay in for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice that he's able to come home the same day.
Yes,
it
is.
Good afternoon. Sorry for my delay.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. We always find something to talk about.
Well, I'm glad. You just have to realize you're being recorded.
Oh, my. That's right. Fair. Press one, huh? Okay, we got to behave ourselves now, from now on.
Well, I know you behaved yourselves all along. Between the time I sent the text and the time that that I came online, somebody called, and I thought it was going to be 2 minutes, and it turned out to be 12, so
oh,
I apologize.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay.
So let us get started. We're reading from the Parsha of Hukat, and we're reading from section 4. Because we're starting late, I'm just checking to... Yeah, we should be able to finish that. It's going to be about 30 minutes. Because we're getting started late, I hope that doesn't interfere with anybody. If you need it to be a shorter period of time than that, I'll pick another section.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay here so far.
Okay.
Well, if he... You know.
How's it with you, Batya?
Well, we just got home. I did give him something to eat, so hopefully he's going to fall asleep. But if I have to hang up, y'all just continue. I can always listen to the recording.
Yeah.
Let me choose a shorter session so that we can get it done, and it isn't something you need to worry about.
Okay.
We're reading from section 7, Round and Round Goes the Wind. We're starting with verse 45. V'ayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananei. Holech el darom v'soved el tzafon aynu diktin mimino. Eshtat limo yamino vedarom eshtat datzafon vedakalil beda. Goes toward the south and veers to the north. This is what is written: from his right hand went a fiery law for them. His right hand is south, chesed. A fiery law is north, Yigurah, and one is included in the other. Therefore it is written, goes towards the south and veers to the north. This verse is the way Zohar sections start out is they usually bring different verses from the Tanakh that usually make no sense together. This is unusual in that these two verses are very clear. They're talking about the same thing. The two Sefirot of Chesed and Gevurah, the idea of the right column and the left column, and then how they become unified. And the whole idea of right hand being sharing, left hand being receiving, that also is related to directions. People don't think in terms of directions being the idea of mercy or loving kindness and judgment, but there are relationships to everything. And everything is unified. We don't see it because we live in a world of action that is designed to fool us. And that design is what gives us free choice. So we don't see the unity of all things. But if you're walking in a particular direction, say you're walking west, well, you are connecting to manifestation. If you're walking to the south, you're on the south side of the street, the consciousness, the energy of that side of the street is going to be relative to the situation and the street and the name of the street and all aspects of things. That south side of the street is going to be a more loving kindness attitude and consciousness and energy than the north side of the street. Everything is unified, and our job is to search for that unity, to look for that unity, and to begin to understand that unity. Verse 46. So they volech halach haikirat Hashia. So they volech tishanesh mi ba'ele. My holech halua manuchata dahutachat hashemesh ikre ruach hakodesh vida ruach holech besove veilein tirein citrin lit chabara begufa viad ketiv haruach. Round and round goes the wind. This verse is difficult. It should have said, round and round goes the sun. What is goes the wind? He replies, who is that wind? The Hebrew word for wind is ruach, which is also the Hebrew word for spirit. It's also the Hebrew word for a part of our soul. It is under the sun and is called the Holy Spirit, meaning Malchut. And that spirit, Malchut, follows and circles in those two directions, south and north, which are the right column and the left column, to adhere to the body that is Aaron Pin called sun. Therefore, the wind is spelled out with the hay of the definite article to indicate that which is obvious, which is the portion of Israel, meaning Malchut, which is the part of Aaron Pin called Israel. Similarly, Israel below count in accordance with the moon cycle, which is their lot, only it is together with Zeron Fin. Rabbi Ashlag is amazing in his commentary because you don't see it as I'm reading it, but his commentary is mixed into the translation. And the only way you can identify his commentary is by the difference in the font that's used in the English paragraphs. Without Rabbi Ashlag's comments, it would be very difficult to understand what the Zohar is saying. And with his comments, it helps to make it clear. There's a verse in Kohelet which is mentioned, round and round goes the wind. But the Zohar is saying that that doesn't make sense. The wind doesn't go round and round. Or does it? The Zohar is saying that the verse should say, round and round goes the sun. Now, one of the things that really is amazing is in the year 1100, when Rabbi Moses de Leon revealed the Zohar, and according to the Kabbalists, 2,000 years ago, there was no discussion that the sun went around the earth. Excuse me. That was a science of the time that the sun went around the earth. The earth did not go around the sun. That was the understanding of the science of the day, and it is actually true. The earth is the center of the universe because it's the center of consciousness, and that even though the earth is going around the sun, that is happening because this is an upside-down world. Relatively, what's important is the earth, and the sun provides and shares with it. So round and round goes the sun is what the Zohar says, saying it should say, but it actually, the verse says, the wind. And then Rabbi Ashlag is making comments of how the sun is there on pin and the wind is Malchut. And Malchut needs to be moving, growing higher, moving up to Zeron Pin. Or Zeron Pin can be coming lower, moving down into the earth, which is the idea of heaven on earth, which is the idea of Mashiach time, which is the ultimate Malchut, the ultimate manifestation, that of God being revealed in the earth, which is the lowest level. And in order for that to happen, the negativity has to be cleansed. And that is the idea of working the garden of man's job in this world. And that's there's a lot more being revealed in that verse. Verse 47. The also divotav shav harua an sevivotav ilain avahan de inun vertika kadisha de inun tilat de david dahuka vodia adi itchabar haruha inun vertika kadisha shule mata. The Aldakiti Veven Maasu Abonim Haita Lirosh Pina. And on its circuits, the wind returns. He inquires, what are its circuits? He replies, these refer to the patriarchs for the holy chariot. They are three, and David is the spirit, that fourth, who was attached to them, so that they are a perfectly complete holy chariot. About David, who rose to be included in the higher chariot, it is written, the stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. And these verses don't seem to make any sense, do they? But if you understand the Midrash, that when the temple was being built, the cornerstone had a crack in it, or it was rejected by the builders for some reason and it was put aside. And when the temple was completed, except for the headstone, there were no more stones. And they were forced to use this stone that was complete, but that they didn't like for whatever the reason. I don't remember what the Midrash said the reason was. And this verse in Psalms, the stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. This is the stone that was rejected that completed the temple, completed the manifestation of the building of the temple. And we will find that this is a true statement throughout the process. What we don't like is what we need. The people that we, God forbid, hate are the people that have sparks of our soul that we need to release and redeem and bring back to us. That the when Mashiach comes, we're going to find that the Mashiach won't fit the image of what all of the religions describe the Mashiach. It won't fit. His physical characteristics are not going to fit the image of what is beautiful in that generation. It's not going to fit the physical attributes that people are expecting. But it will be the right one for to complete the correction of the world. And this is what this verse is bringing us the awareness of. If we would just open our eyes and apply these kinds of things to our lives. Verse 48. Begin to call me lo, dishlomo malka satimin kuhu. Behachmata bekuhu. Legoy begoy de hekala. Kadisha uvne nasha. La mistachle behu. Behaman milo temilin. Debarna shachara, I hakima shevacha, uli shlomo malka, behachmete mishar bene, nasha ela vadai, komilinu mila di shlomo malka, satim behachmeta. Because all of King Solomon's words are concealed in wisdom. All are recited in the innermost recesses of the holy chamber. People do not pay attention to observe them, and they simply see his words as the same as the sayings of any other person. And if this is so, what is the praise to King Solomon with his wisdom over any other person? Assuredly, every word and saying of Solomon the king is concealed in wisdom. This verse applies to me. It's amazing. As somebody begins to study Kabbalah, they leave behind those people who don't start study with them. They leave behind their friends. They leave behind their family, God forbid. It's a process. They leave behind and then they return. They return with this new wisdom that they have discovered, this new wisdom that they want to apply, this new wisdom that they want to share with their family and their friends. And there may or may not be an opening for this sharing. Because the people who knew that person before they started to study Kabbalah sees them as that same person. Just as we still see our 30-year-old children as the 3-year-old. Oh, we know it. We see the larger body. but we still treat them as three-year-olds because that's who we see them as, just as we see ourselves as 20 years old when we're 70. Why? Because that's our self-image. All of it is wrong perceptions. The same idea that the cornerstone that the builders rejected is used as the headstone because we don't see the truth of the spiritual worlds. We see the illusion. That is what this section has been teaching us, if we would just be open to hear it. That is the end of this section. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbat that's coming, that's really here as far as some of us are concerned. And I remind you that Saturday evening at 10 p.m. we'll be having another class of Zohar. And Sunday morning we're going to be having our regular class. We've announced that it would be continuation of the study of the morning blessings. So, and I can't make up my mind if I have time to do that or just continue with the Science and Torah or the Mashiach classes. So it'll be one of those three Sunday morning. 5 a.m. Monday morning is a third of our Sefer Yetzirah classes. 5:30 Monday evening is the second of the basic classes in Sacramento. 8:30 is the third of our four phases classes. Tuesday is the advanced reincarnation class, starting at 8:30. And then next Thursday at 10 p.m., as well as tonight at 10 p.m., will be Zohar classes. Actually, wait a second. Next Thursday is going to be something unique as we begin to prepare for the 3 weeks of negativity. So I would, if it's too late for you to stay up, please listen to the recordings as when we prepare for that period. It's something that's important to be careful during those 3 weeks and to help transform them from a period of mourning that most Jewish people perceive it as, and transform it into a different kind of period, not one of mourning.
Is that a period where Mercury goes retrograde? Those 3 weeks?
Usually during the 3 weeks, Mercury does go retrograde. I haven't looked to see if that's true this year. But usually during the 3 weeks, Mercury does go retrograde.
So that wouldn't be a good time to start anything or enter in any negotiations for anything. Is that right?
I would recommend against it, unless...
Yeah.
You absolutely have to, and then I would tell you to do it on certain days.
Okay.
There are some positive days in the 3 weeks that the sages have given us by choosing to leave the world on those days. So there's the Hilulah of Joseph HaSadiq, the Hilulah of Rashi, and the Hilulah of the Ari. And there's also Rosh Chodesh, which is a positive day. So if you have to do something new, try and do it on those 4 days.
Mm. All right.
You know, the Kabbalah warns you. The Kabbalah gives you information, but it also, the Kabbalah says, you have to live your life. You can't stay in bed just because it's a negative period.
Yeah. Now, the 3 weeks begin when?
The evening of the 24th of June.
The what?
24th.
24th of June. Okay. And it goes until 3-4 weeks after that, right?
It goes to the 9th. I believe it's the 9th of July, but I could be wrong. It may be the 10th of July.
Okay. Alrighty. And I got to call you yet. I haven't had a chance to get back to you about that other thing we were working on. Okay. What's a good time for me to call?
This evening.
Sorry, I wasn't able to make the other one. Monday?
You want to do it tomorrow about 11 a.m.?
Okay. Tomorrow at 11 a.m.? That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody have a beautiful Shabbat.
Okay. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Shalom.